The Cosmic Body. For a growing number of physicists, the fine-tuning problem can be solved only by accepting that the entire cosmos is a single, continuous entity, working in seamless harmony, like the human body. Everyone accepts that individual cells in the heart, liver, brain, and so on, are linked to the activity of the entire body. If you look at a cell in isolation, its relationship to the whole is lost. All you see are chemical reactions swirling in, out, and through the cell. What you cannot see is that these reactions do two things simultaneously. At the local level, they keep the individual cell alive, while at the holistic level, they keep the entire body alive. One renegade cell that makes a break on its own can become malignant. In the relentless pursuit of its own interests, dividing endlessly and killing other cells and tissues that stand in its way, the malignant cell becomes a cancerous tumor. The breakdown of one cell's loyalty to the whole body is ultimately futile. The cancer meets destruction at the same moment the body dies. Did the universe learn to avoid destruction eons ago? Is fine-tuning a cosmic safeguard that human beings are meant to respect if we hope to survive in the long run? Let's return to creation stories and myths and look at these questions from their perspective. Myths issue such warnings, beginning long before the chaos threatened by terrorists, hackers, and ecological destruction. In the medieval Grail legends, faith was the invisible glue that held the world together. Sin was the cancer that could destroy it. When the Grail Knights set out to locate the cup that captured the blood that ran from Christ's side on the cross, the landscape was gray and dying. Nature's distress reflected human sin. The Grail was a real object, not just a symbol of salvation, and so it was understandable to a population that had almost no learning. In many ways, faith was an invisible link with the Creator. If the Grail could be held up before the people's eyes, that link would prove that God hadn't abandoned them, and the natural order would be upheld. A single isolated object reverberated through an entire religion, one might say an entire worldview. Another quip from Sir Arthur Eddington applies here. When the electron vibrates, the universe shakes. Everything in the cosmos is knit together, as perceived by the human brain, because the same reality is at work. If there is another reality out there, beyond human perception, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't exist. One colorblind person doesn't make colors unreal. There are enough people who can see colors to verify that they exist. But if all people were colorblind, the existence of color would not be perceived by our brains. Humans don't happen to see the wavelengths of infrared and ultraviolet light that lie beyond the ability of our eyes. We can confirm their existence only by using instruments that are designed to detect those wavelengths. When the darkness of the universe contains no light or measurable radiation, reality becomes much more like a radio band, where we can pick up only one station, the one we recognize as our universe. Looking back at the early universe, during the phase when atoms began to appear, quantum theory holds that every particle of matter was balanced by a particle of antimatter. Potentially, they could have annihilated each other, making the life of the cosmos a very short story. But as it happens, a phrase you're growing used to, there was a tiny fraction more matter than antimatter, calculated at around one part per billion. This was precisely enough to allow all the visible matter in creation to escape annihilation, giving rise to the present universe.